I feel like you've gotten me unstuck. I really needed that framework for going forward, and I feel like you gave that to me.
Whatever I've been doing hasn't been working. Might as well try a different strategy. Thank you to you, Paula. I'm glad I found you.
Thank you so much, Paula. I really do truly appreciate you. This was awesome.
Sick of sacrificing or settling in your romantic life? Welcome to Make Him Wonder with Coach Paula Grooms, where women struggling in real relationships ask the expert. Unscripted, unfiltered, understandable coaching conversations to help passionate women succeed in love.
Hi there, and welcome to Make Him Wonder. I'm your host, Coach Paula, a dating and relationship coach for women, licensed social worker, and author of the book, Why Won't He Commit? How a Man Decides to Make You the One. I help you find Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire so you get the complete commitment you totally deserve. My guest today is 36-year-old Caitlin, who is wondering what to do about 26-year-old David, her yoga instructor. David moved to the United States just 8 months ago. After about 16 classes, Caitlin introduced herself, and when David took a class photo, she got his Instagram, and the two have been talking ever since. David recently asked Caitlin to meet him for drinks, but she asked that they meet in the park one afternoon instead. As David is looking to make new friends, Caitlin invited him to join a group of her friends on Saturday night, and he did. Given the age difference and the fact that David is an instructor at her gym, Caitlin comes on Make Him Wonder, wanting my coaching on how to set boundaries of not sleeping with David, quote-unquote, too soon, how she talks to him about it ahead of time, and generally how to handle this situation given their attraction is very high. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi.
So I want to get some details about this that I feel are missing a bit. In terms of a timeline, how long have you been going to the classes? You said 16. Like, how many weeks or months?
About 2 months before I introduced myself.
Okay. How did that go down? Tell me about the introducing yourself.
Okay. So usually I'm very shy. I don't usually talk to anyone at the gym or really the teachers either. But I did find him very attractive, cute personality and everything like that. I just also was talking to someone I met in a different country, and we were just talking for those 2 months. And when I saw things were ending with him, it kind of like gave me that push of like, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and I'm going to introduce myself to the teacher. And so after class, I came up. I said, I just wanted to tell you that I've been enjoying your classes. They're very good because he is a new teacher at the gym. So when I came back from my trip in the other country, and I so 2 months before, he was the new teacher. So a lot of people, you know, every class come up to him, introduce themselves or talk to him. I see like people are very friendly. But I'm not usually one of those people. So I just decided, you know, hey, today I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and I'm going to go up. And I said, yeah, I've been enjoying your classes. And yeah, and he seemed very happy to talk to me. And we just had a few minute conversation where he told me how long he's been here. What does he do? What did he do? Seemed to be very, very serious, ambitious person for his age and in general. Very mature, and yeah, he really enjoyed, you know, that I came up and to talk to him, and he kind of threw out there like, yeah, my English is not so good, maybe we can meet up and practice one day. He threw that out there already in that conversation. And then yeah, the next class there was a group photo, and then I left right after class like I usually do, but I was thinking about it, and I said, oh, that's my opportunity to get, because he probably posted it on Instagram. So then the next time I came to class, I asked him, hey, did you happen to post the photo on Instagram? And he said yes. He gave me his Instagram. And then he texted me first saying, yeah, last week I really wanted to get your Instagram, but you left class so quickly. So, yeah, he was happy that I got his contact.
Okay, great.
Like he says, I always want to talk to you after class, but you always leave so quickly.
I see. And then you just both started texting from there, I assume, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long until he asked you to go out?
So then I guess the next time I saw him at class, I think, maybe we said hi or something. And he was trying to invite me to a Zumba class that he takes. But I already kind of knew about that class, and I wasn't too eager to go. So I told him, I actually go to a really good class on Saturday. So if you want, you can join me. So he did, and it was amazing. But then he said to me, like, oh, he works with autistic kids. So he's like, I have to do something, but I really wanted to get a drink with you after class, but I'm busy, so maybe we can meet later. He wanted to meet me, like, that Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I was busy. I couldn't really meet up with him. So I just thought also it would be nice if we could just sit at the park in the afternoon. You know, the weather's nice and it's not too formal, like sitting across from each other. It's just more relaxed. So I offered we do that instead. And he said yes. So we met the next Sunday, and we had a nice chat. It was like 2 hours long, 2 hours, and then I had to leave. So I left, like, it was like perfect timing where, you know, it wasn't too much. And yeah, and then we kept talking on Instagram, very brief, like, conversations, very light, fun, funny, flirty. We happened to be doing the same course also. I was thinking to do a course to work with autistic people, and when he told me he's just finishing that course, so that also, like, inspired me to go about it, and I was going to do it anyway. So we're just, like, really on the same mindset on all different levels.
I see. Yes, seems like you have quite a bit in common.
Yeah.
So where are things today?
And then next weekend he asked me, what are you doing? Are you going out with your friends? And I said, yes. Yeah, first I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And if you have friends, like, and you want to do that too, then maybe, you know, I'll see you. But then I don't think he had, like, his friends weren't available that night. So he just asked me, like, oh, what are you doing? That sounds so fun. And, you know, kind of like almost hinting that he wanted to join. And I invited him to join because I thought it would be really nice, you know, to have, like, a more relaxed environment, not too intense, it's hard for him with the language. And, you know, I don't know. I like when things are fun and not always the same type of date, the same type of thing. So I invited him and it was really nice. He met us there. He met us there and he drove home by himself. And we were a very small group. One girl actually is a new friend from the yoga class. So it was it turned out very, like, cute. One girl that I also, like, just became friendly with from the same yoga class that he teaches, and one, like, childhood friend that happens to be in the area, and another guy. So it worked out. Like, it was very, very, it was very nice. That was last Saturday night.
So that was two nights ago. What has transpired since?
So then, yeah, so it was a little bit of a chilly night, and he's shy, like, he's a little bit shy and respectful, you know, but we were a little cold, so there were a few moments where we were, like, a little close to each other, where that he gave me his jacket, and then, yeah, when I got home, he texted me, like, something flirty, like, saying, I don't know if I was shivering, because I was thinking about, when I was driving home, I was thinking if I was shivering from the cold or from something else.
Cute.
So okay. He was just being sweet, yeah.
Okay. So you said you wanted to come on to ask me about not sleeping with him too soon and maybe about the age difference, other things. What's most pressing for you to know at this juncture?
Okay, so I know that, yeah, when the attraction is high, I know, like, from my past experiences, it has been hard for me to, like, push it off too long, to set the boundary. And I know that, like, it's going to come up. I know that next time we hang out, he's probably going to say something like, are we going to spend the night together, or can I come in, or do you want to cuddle? And I don't know if it's, like, if it's too soon. Like, I really want to do the right pace for it to be most successful. And, I mean, I know that we're both going to really want it, so I'm not sure also how to go about it, if to have a conversation beforehand about my expectations from a relationship. I don't want it to be too forward. I don't know if it's the right time. I'm just very, like, confused about what's the best way to approach a situation.
I understand. Those are good questions. Let's first go to what's most important, especially given your age difference. What you want overall in your romantic and personal life? What are you looking to have? Is it marriage and children? What is it?
Yeah, I have a very, very strong longing for having more children, and yeah, just having that safe relationship, family, building a family. I can really feel that that's, like, something that would be good for me in my future.
So you have a child already?
Yes, I have 3 children.
Oh, and what are their ages?
14, 10, and 7.
Does he know this?
Yeah, so he actually, it came up at the park when we were chatting at the park. It came up, something about a kid. I was like, yeah, not my kid, but I do have a, like, it came up. He asked me, he's like, do you have children? And I said, yes. So he knows. He knows I have kids. Yeah, but I also have a lot of space in my personal life because they're a little bit older and their father is very much involved. So he's getting the picture. Like, we spoke about it, and he's getting the picture of how the dynamics are with my current family.
So he asked more about that, like their ages, and did he say, do you want more children?
He asked me their ages, their names, yes. But he didn't have to ask me if I wanted more children because I kind of made it like a little bit obvious when I said, I have 3 kids so far, and laughed. So we laughed.
I see.
But yeah, made it kind of obvious like that.
Okay. So you're clear that you would like to have a partner, a lifetime partner, it sounds like, and perhaps another child or children with that man.
Yeah.
And make a family.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we want to look more closely at him because of the age difference especially, and then, of course, because he is at a building stage of his life, just coming to the United States from a different country, and all that it will entail for him to do what he's looking to do in his life and get that kind of squared away. What has he told you about that?
He told me that in the previous country where he used to live, he had a very good job, very established, has a master's degree in something, already teaching in a university, you know, very, very happy with his job, very, very established. And then coming here, he kind of has to start a lot of things from scratch, either study it again or get the license again with that, but also working with autistic kids and getting his RBT course done with that. Very ambitious, almost done, really. Connected, already, like, came with a job ready for him, got a car, you know, working, making money. Everything is lining up. He's very focused and driven.
Great. Okay. So I'm not hearing any huge red flags here connected to his age necessarily because of what you just told me. In other words, for anybody listening and thinking, oh boy, 26 years old, yoga teacher, sounds, you know, like it's just gonna be sex and then he'll go off. That could happen, but the fact that he has done a lot in the 8 months he's been here and has very big goals for himself, helps ameliorate the age stuff, especially as you have quite a bit in common.
Right.
You asked about talking to him prior to anything sexual happening. It's a very valid point and concern. It's the way we show ourselves plus what we say when it comes down to it that is going to elicit either more interest or not. And then, of course, we want to look at a big factor, which is he is going to be there at your gym for the foreseeable future.
Right.
This is like dating someone at work. In other words, if you have something with him and it goes south, how will that be for you?
True. I thought about that too.
What are your thoughts?
My thought was that if he's not seeing me as a potential, you know, very serious future partner, that we might as well keep it just friendly and really not go far sexually for sure, because we could be good friends and I am going to see him at the gym.
I love it. I love hearing that. If you can do that, I think you are golden.
So should I communicate that ahead of time, saying like, you know, we do have a lot of things in common. We see each other at the gym a few times a week. And, you know, it wouldn't be smart, you know, to just go about this without thinking it through or something like that.
You're on the right track. But given that you would like to see if there's a real possibility here for him to fall in love, for you to fall in love, and to have something leading towards what you want, we could take a bit of a different tact. And I'm going to get to what that would be. Did he tell you what he's looking for?
No, he didn't. No, we didn't talk like that about like future plans or meaning. Yeah, we didn't get like deep into like a conversation like that. Like, what are you looking for? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't, because it doesn't sound like your meetings have gotten you to that place yet. So I'm glad you didn't. Uh-huh. So you want to see first and foremost that he is pursuing it and showing you that he's respectful, which he has so far, and interested in more than just sex. So it will be him asking you out and going on dates so that you can slowly have the conversations, which will give you some answers and have the effect of him attempting to get your time, attention, and affection, which is how a man falls in love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So far, so good. You, as the woman, are the pace car in this metaphorical race around the track.
Mm-hmm.
And during the pacing, just what I said about him falling in love, that's what we hope for, and you seeing if you would risk going farther with him in any way. The vetting process that the woman does has a wonderful effect on the man, because men are all about competition, challenge, and conquering. And with this type of man who has shown that he is pretty high up on the scale of achievement in terms of his going for things and his drive, that falls in line with who he is. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
The toughest part is holding yourself back from just going for it.
Yeah.
But you've done that. That's great. He's still in a wondering stage. He doesn't really know if you will or you won't. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you have to see now what he asks you to do next. Has he so far asked you out yet? I know we're talking just a few days after your Saturday night meeting. Has he asked you out or to see you again?
No, not on a specific date yet. But he says different things. He shows interest. Like he shows it. The communication is very smooth, but like also a little flirty. He shows a lot of interest.
Okay, so now you have to do something that's simple, but not exactly easy. And that is, you do nothing to foster any more meetings, dates, nothing of the sort. You see what he does.
Yeah.
Completely. And I'll tell you something that will help you to kind of conceptualize it and not make it about him wanting you or not, because of course he does. He wanted to have sex with you the moment he saw you. That's just male. So now, if you don't see him coming towards you and asking to see you properly, dating, pursuing, what would that tell you?
That he's not interested.
And I'm just going to tweak that for you a bit. All it tells you is he is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's not interested.
Right. That he, yeah, sometimes men, they if they're not ready, they want it to come from you. You're the girl to do the chasing.
Right. Good men are like this because then it's on her. If she pursues, then okay, I'll take it.
Right.
But this is what he knows now. He's thinking very heavily about, oh my gosh, this is a single mom, 10 years older than I. Do I want to go down this road? Am I ready to go down this road? It's a lot. And if he's a good man at all, he's considering that.
Yeah.
And what he may be doing at this juncture is just seeing what you will, quote unquote, offer.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the rubber meets the road for us. It is in the not offering that we find out. We find out his interest level. We find out if he can take the next steps that will lead him to the falling in love. And make no mistake, falling in love is just one of the criteria that must be in place for anything to go the distance. Love alone is not the answer. It is not everything at all. Most couples do not end things or break up because they don't love each other. It's about wanting what the other wants, the readiness of the man, the willingness of the man to be in a committed relationship and go through the hard stuff, the woman being self-possessed enough to handle the man and what's going on with him and guide him to what will be best, and then him following through on it. So the tough spot for you will be possibly holding yourself back from offering anything and making it completely come from him.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that completely. I see that from the past. So I will definitely hold back from inviting over or anything next from now on. I think that he will ask me out, and yeah, I guess that's a good way to go about, like, not wanting to do things slow, taking a slow pace is also that factor of us being in each other's lives regardless. So maybe that can help me kind of slow things down and express, you know, not wanting to do anything too quickly.
It's a must.
Like, is it something I can bring up? Is it something I can bring up in the middle of the date next time? Or if I see it doesn't come up, just like in the end of the date when he drops me off?
It's more that you show that you're the pace car. You show, I pace things so that you don't get in right away. And you want to think of it that men are all about getting in. Getting into your DMs or your text. Getting an in to see you. Getting in by different levels of sexual stuff. Getting into your apartment. Getting into you. That's what men are about.
Mm-hmm.
So you show, I'm pacing it. And I'm vetting you for your appropriateness for me. So no conversation other than you standing in your value of what you're looking for has to happen. For example, you're on the next date, and that may not come very readily. He may pull back quite a bit for a while. Allow that to happen.
Okay.
When we have a lot of chemistry, what can happen is, think of it as a fire. And the fire is started by one like little match, which is just looking at each other, and then, boom, gasoline is thrown on it.
Mm-hmm.
If just allowed to burn without throwing any more gas, it can die off. So in other words, if he's not asking you on a date, you go to class, eventually you would see he's not asking you out because he's not ready. While yes, the attraction doesn't die, but it goes down to a very low, just ember of a burn.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be the one putting any matches to it, throwing any sticks on the fire, and certainly not throwing gasoline on it.
Mm-hmm.
That has to come from him. So in that first date, it would just be showing him, I'm not having sex with you tonight. That speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just your real first date alone. Because if he has the idea, okay, I take her on a real date, I get to have sex, and you don't, that is pacing it. And he sees, okay, do I want to do a second date? Do I want to go down this road of real pursuit for something real? You are showing him you don't even have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the date, you'll see, like, is he asking you about your life, your kids, what you might be looking for? If nothing about that comes up, you kind of get the idea he's not in that mind space. You talk about his life, his goals, family, what he's looking to do. I mean, he's only been in the United States for 8 months. But again, depending on culture and all manner of things, it's not about his age. He could be as ready at 26 as some other man won't be at 46.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's if you want the same things, especially related to children.
Yeah.
In other words, if you were to say to me, I have my three, I'm completely done, I don't want any more, this would be a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his age.
Yeah.
But you're saying you are open to that. Okay, 10 years, that's a great spread, it's fine, not a deal breaker.
Okay.
Yeah. So you see on that first date what he tries to do, and you allow it to unfold. Like peeling an onion from the little layers. You see if he moves to the next one. You can take tiny steps. For example, the first date maybe picks you up. You kiss goodnight in the car. That's it. Nothing needs to be said.
Right. Just goodnight, thank you, goodnight.
Yeah. You see if he asks you a second one. Then maybe a little more. Third one, more.
What if he says on the second date, can we spend the night together? Are we going to spend the whole night together?
You, depending where you are, it would be, meaning like, would he say that when you're at the restaurant or the movie theater or the bowling alley, or is he actually going to just say that?
What if he says it when he drops me off, like when we get to back to my house, it's kind of like, oh, can we spend the night together? Yeah, guys do that, you know, they try their best.
Right. That's your entree into, you know, I like you and I like getting to know you in this way. I take things very slowly because I'm looking for something solid and heading towards, you know, long term. And for you, Caitlin, I would add in, there's also a component here of us being at the same gym. And I think we both have to think about that.
Yeah.
And that's all you say. He will likely say something like, I understand, or okay. And you won't know what he's thinking. You will know what he's decided from his actions after that.
Right.
It's step by step. And there's a lot of stuff that's uncomfortable for us because we like to know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's not fair, but it's just how we are built. It's not at all uncomfortable for the guy. He loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they are built and love to wonder. Wonder, long for, fantasize about the possibility. They live on it.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunately on us as the woman. That's why we are the pace car. And we will only win by understanding that we are the prey in the scenario. So we have to be self-protective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. I feel I'm more ready to go about it, more confident.
Great.
Yeah, I'm finally embodying the information.
Yes, it's very hard to do. It's why we have to be very mindful of not fanning the flames of that fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art of fanning it enough for his interest, but not fanning it so much for us that we can't control ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's when we will be hurt, possibly. We have to be self-protective. But I like this conversation because it really outlines how we do that without having to immediately say something, which I hear women do like on their very first meeting.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's a very big turnoff.
It is. Men don't want to be shut down on a first meeting. It takes the fun out of it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they don't wonder. Then they don't long, and they don't fall.
Yeah.
Show, don't tell. Be vague. Allude to what you want. That's all.
Yeah, I understand.
Good. I think you are in a really good position. Congratulate yourself for what you have done so far.
Yeah, thank you.
It sounds like this is a bit different than what's happened in the past. So this is a real win.
Yeah, definitely a lot of growth and coming at it heads on.
Excellent. So it's only upwards from here.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So I hope you'll actually come back on and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely will.
Great. Thank you for doing this today, Caitlin. And we'll be interested in hearing how it goes.
Yeah, thank you so much. Coach Paula, thank you.
You're very welcome. An excellent example of age not being the only factor we look at when there is an age difference. It's all about looking at a man objectively, the age he is, and knowing that men live on top of time, meaning right in the moment. It's what made them great hunters. And the male brain is still the hunter brain, meaning ready to act at a moment's notice. So men live in the moment, ready for whatever might come their way, in a way that women do not. We can see this in the animal kingdom very easily. The males are the hunters, the females care for the children, etc. But when we look at it vis-a-vis us as humans, males are predators, we are prey. So we are taking in our life, surroundings, time in a way that men do not. This is biological to a great extent. We mark time having our monthly cycle. We take in time in a very different way than men do. And when you understand this, especially being an older woman, he is right on top of what's going on with you right now. What do you give him right now? What can you give him right now? What do you look like right now? Who are you right now? It is up to us as the prey, quote unquote, to understand that things will change with him, and they can change very quickly once he has sex. So vetting a man through time, like we discussed here, especially with quelling the fire of things, allows him to fall, which helps him look at time more like we do. One of the reasons men, in some senses, are resistant to falling in love is because it makes them feel vulnerable and more female than they like to feel. Yes, it's a great feeling, but great feelings, as we know as women, come with a great level of the opposite of those feelings. Men do not handle falling in love very well. When things go awry, then they feel super vulnerable. If they get heartbroken, they do not handle it, generally speaking. Again, everything I say here is in gross generalizations about the sexes. There are always outliners. Everybody's on a scale. But when men are heartbroken, they do not handle it as well as women. They generally aren't equipped to handle it as well as women, biologically speaking, in terms of their gender and their brain. Socially, we have other women to rely on who help us through. And because we relate via verbalization, we have support systems in a way that most men do not. So circling back around to the age difference, you need to be the one, whether you are younger or older, doesn't matter, to look at that man knowing that things will change over time and he will be in a different space and time. In Caitlin's example, if she did not want any more children, this would be a dangerous road for her to go down because of his age. And even if he said, oh, yeah, I'm not thinking about children, he's not, and he may not for a long time. But generally speaking, men want to have at least one child. They have in them a desire to keep their lineage and also to prove they don't shoot blanks. If you don't know what I mean by that, think about it for a moment. Ask a girlfriend. That is born in them as males in a way that we don't. When we think about having children, we think about the rearing of those children through time, caring for them, fostering them, rearing them. If you are younger than the man because he is male and has a male bravado, say you are 40 and he is 55. Okay, right now, that can seem just fine. You've got to think, okay, 20 years from now, even less, 10 years from now, he's 65 and I'm just 50. How is that going to be? He's going to be a very different man at 65 than he is at 55, generally speaking. You've got to think of that. Because the 55-year-old man in front of beautiful you at 40 is going to be right on top of time, wanting things with you right here and now, not thinking about the future. Men are designed not to think about the future. They are designed to take risks because if it wasn't the yin and yang, meaning their masculine risk-taking, more aggression, and our feminine caretaking, looking at things in context and time, things wouldn't work very well. Without the male bravado, courage, risk-taking, we may have died off or certainly languished in a way that we have not. Look around our society now in terms of archaeologically, technologically. Largely that was driven by males, not because they are smarter, simply they are different, driven in different ways. This is all a good thing, but everything just is, and everything falls under the law of opposites. There is good and bad, positive and negative, in absolutely everything. So we just have to know that we are dealing with the male being that is on top of time. So when there is an age difference, you must be even more mindful than you are generally, but it doesn't preclude being together in any way, shape, or form. There are always possibilities, but we want to look at probabilities in dating. That's part of being mindful. I love that Caitlin is being mindful. That's why you are here, to be mindful. And part of that is always remembering to make him wonder.
I trust you got a lot of good information from this full episode of Make Him Wonder. But information is not transformation. So if you are continuing to get information but not make any movement towards your goals, I'd be happy to help you with that. You can have a personalized discussion with me here on the podcast, as you may have heard, or in a private consultation. You can also talk to me on any of my YouTube or Instagram lives. There is a way we are doing that now so we can actually talk with one another anonymously. There are so many ways that we can work together. If you are wanting to find a Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire so you create the relationship of your dreams and level up to the complete commitment you totally deserve. I hope you will take action and reach out to me at coachpaulagrooms.com, as I am honored to help you get the relationship you desire and deserve.